1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm sure for many, 1 Samuel 17 is a very familiar passage of scripture. It's a young boy named David. And David is told by his father Jesse to take some things to his brethren that are at battle. They're battling the Philistines, and the Philistines have a mighty army, and they have a man there that's a giant. His name is Goliath. And David has come to this battle to seek his brethren and to see them and to give them gifts. And he comes to this place and he hears Goliath boasting and cursing their God and defying Israel. We find in verse number 30, after David is hearing these things and he confronts this with his brethren, he come to 1 Samuel 17, verse number 30. And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servants will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. Thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he had rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. A servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." I want to study these few verses here that we read tonight. David is at a place in his life where David is just simply being obedient to his father. And David had no desire to go to battle. I don't believe that David went there seeking to fight Goliath. David, it doesn't tell us that David even knew of Goliath before he got there. David was just simply doing what his father had told him to do, and David was seeking to be obedient. When David comes to this battle, it's a battle, again, most of us, if not all of us, know here in this room, they're faced with this giant. In verse number 24 of this same chapter, the Bible tells us this: when all of the giant of Gath would come out, all the men of Israel, in verse 24, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And so here are the armies of Israel, these men that have been trained for battle. King Saul is here and all of his army is here. And when this one man, Goliath, would come out, the Bible says this, that all the men would flee. All the men would go back and hide, and this giant then would come out and begin to curse and defy the armies of Israel and make fun of them and mock them. And all the men just stood in fear, not knowing what to do, not sure what to do. And here comes David on the scene. David comes, he sees his brothers, and Goliath comes out, and Goliath begins to do what he normally does. And David then decides something has to happen. There's got to be something that resolves this issue. And David saw what no one else wanted to see, that this had to stop. David wanted to do something about this giant Goliath, and he wanted this giant Goliath shut up, and no one else wanted necessarily to get involved. They wanted Goliath to be shut up, but they weren't willing to do it. David here, he's willing to do this. He wanted to do this because what he was hearing is that the giant was cursing God and defying the God of Israel. This wasn't a pride issue on David's part. This wasn't David thinking he was better than someone, because we find that when David comes to the place, he's speaking to Saul, he says to Saul, I can do this because I've got God's help. God's helped me before, God will help me again. I can defeat this giant, not because I'm stronger, but because God's bigger. I can see this giant dead just like the lion and the bear, because I know that God's power is stronger than this giant, and I know that this can happen because I want God's help in this situation. And David saw this. But you know, David wasn't always encouraged here, as we find we'll see here in this story. David wasn't always encouraged to do what he needed to do. You know, Christian, I thought of that. We live in a world that it seems like it's getting crazier by the day, doesn't it? We live in a world that seems as right is wrong and wrong is right. We live in a world that just seems like, as we're raising our families, as we're trying to do right, it seems like this, those of us that want to do right, we're not going to get a whole lot of encouragement from the world. The reason why we gather this evening and afterwards we'll have a time of fellowship, it's not just so that we have something else to do. It's because fellowship is desperately important in the life of fellow believers. You know, we live in this world and it's difficult and we get beat up and we get wounded, we get hurt, we go through life and in just trying to deal with the pressures of this world, it's good for us as fellow believers to come together and be encouraged one with another. It's good to talk about the things of God. It's good to just discuss God's blessings in our life. On Wednesday evening when we shake hands, I challenge our people, just take a moment and share with someone else God's blessings. We need to come together and we need to be encouraged by what God is doing in our lives. But I want you to see something here. David comes to a place in his life and David is serving God and there's no encouragement here at all from people around David. In verse number 28, we find David's brother, he speaks against him and he's angry at him and he says to David in the middle there of the verse, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Here David sees that God wants to work. He sees that this giant needs to be destroyed. He sees that God can resolve this, but David is doing this without the encouragement of his family. In verse number 24 of the same chapter, we read this already. All the men of Israel went when they saw this man, fled from him, and they were sore afraid. Others weren't willing to get behind David to fight. Matter of fact, it's ironic. When they all found out that David was willing to fight, even Saul, the king, when he found out that David was willing to fight, he said this, "Here's my armor, go get him." I mean, here's a young boy. You can't fight. You're just a youth. And he said, well, I'm going to fight and God's going to give me help. And all right, here's my armor. And like they're pushing him out by himself. David's not getting encouragement from his family. And David's not getting encouragement by the men of Israel. And even the king in verse number 33 says to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. And he's a man of war from his youth. Even the enemy, when Goliath sees David coming out in verse number 42, he looks about and saw David in disdain for him, and he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David with his gods. It's funny that everyone around David was discouraging him from doing what God wanted him to do. You know, there's a lot of people that meet at a church and they're not always encouraged to serve God. Maybe there's a spouse that brings their children to church because their spouse doesn't necessarily support it and it isn't going with them. You know, when they come to the house of God, they need encouragement from fellow believers. Maybe there's a young person that his parents or her parents aren't necessarily encouraging her to do right. And when she comes to the house of God, she doesn't need discouragement or he doesn't need discouragement. They need someone to rally around them and encourage them to do what God has placed on their heart to do. The reality is this, Christian, we live in a world that we're not getting support. We're not getting encouragement to go out and be faithful, go out and serve God, go out and use our talents and our gifts to bring glory to God. It's difficult, the world we're living in. It's hard to the world we're living in. I find myself turning to news on only to get discouraged and turn it back off not long after I've listened to what I hear. The world we're living in, it's not a very encouraging place. And David's at a place in his life that he's fighting battles. And you know, many of us in this room, there's battles that we fought last week. There's going to be battles that we're going to fight this upcoming week. And we need encouragement one from another so that we can do what God has called us to do. Encouragement is important. You know, when it comes to the place where we must take a stand and we take a stand on our own like David did here, then we know this, that at times we've got to take a stand. But I believe this, we've got a church family that's here together. We've got a church family that wants to see God work. We've got a church family that wants to encourage others to serve God. It's important for us to come and give encouragement one to another so we can see God work in our lives. We find here in the same passage, David was going to serve God without encouragement, but encouragement is so important. We find in verse number 17 of the same chapter as well, and Jesse said unto David, his son, take now thy brethren and ephod and of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousand, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. We find here that David's father, Jesse, said, David, I want you to go, and this is what I want you to do. David was minding his business. David was doing what his father said. David was pulled away from the sheep, and his father said to him, I want you to go, and I want you to see how your brethren are doing. I want you to go and find out how they're doing, and give them these gifts. But we find that when he gets there, we read already his brother's response to it in verse number 28. And in verse number 29, we find his brother's response. David is often misunderstood. The reality is this. There's times that we need to come together in fellowship because what we're trying to do is often misunderstood. What we're trying to do as believers, what we're trying to do in this world, you know, we want to take the gospel of Jesus Christ into a world and share the gospel with people that are lost. I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, that is often misunderstood. The stands that we take, the biblical principles that we stand upon, the world does not look at those principles and look at those standards and understand what we're doing. Really, opposite is true. You look at the biblical principles and the world says, what are you doing living on those old-fashioned principles of the Word of God? You know, oftentimes when we want to live for God, when we want to be obedient to our Father, we're misunderstood. And church is a place that people ought to be able to come to and find encouragement to stand upon the Word of God. Church ought to be a place where husbands come together and are encouraged to remain faithful to their wives. Church is a place that wives are coming together where they're encouraged to stay faithful to their husbands. Church is a place where parents ought to be able to come together and with other parents and be encouraged to raise biblical children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Church ought to be a place, just like we, our ladies meet on Thursday. You just met last week and we'll meet for the next several weeks. It's a place where young moms ought to come together and be encouraged around the Word of God. Because the reality is this, the world we're living in does not understand a Christian and its values. You know, the average person, if you were to say, I'm going back to church on Sunday evening, most people would say, why are you going back to church? Didn't you get that out of the way this morning? And maybe a midweek service and Bible studies throughout the week. You're going to a Bible study on Tuesday evening, men? Yes, because we need encouragement. You're going back to a Bible study on Thursday or Friday afternoon or Thursday morning, ladies? Yes, because we need encouragement. You're getting together every month and in meeting with men and having time of prayer and a Bible study every month on a Saturday morning? Yes, because we need encouragement. I tell you, if you were just to watch what's happening in the political arena of our country right now, you would find this to be the case, that what we believe and what we stand on and what we as Christians build our lives upon, it is misunderstood, it is not represented, and it is not what this world desires and wants for us. And it's important for us as Christians to come together to a place where we understand the Word of God, we understand what God desires, and we encourage each other to live the principles of this book. David lived on principles. David, throughout this, he stood for the right things. And even though the world around him rejected God, David stood upon godly principles and lived his life upon these godly principles. When society all around David dishonored the Lord, you find where David stood upon godly principles. We find in verse number 26 of this chapter, and David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to this man that killeth the Philistine? Taketh away the reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You know what we find here? That David is standing with confidence in God. I want to encourage you tonight, we must stand upon godly principles. When we come together tonight in fellowship and encourage each other, let's not talk about the negativity of this world. Let's not talk about the problems of this world. Let's come together tonight and encourage each other and talk about the things that God is doing, having the right confidence, because our confidence is in God. Listen to me, I know all around us it seems like things are falling apart. I know all around us it seems like things don't make sense, but we still serve a God that sits on the throne. We still serve a God that is in control. We still serve a God, just like we saw this morning, that one day that trump is going to sound and Jesus Christ is going to step out and he's going to call us home. Listen, we are not living a world of defeat. We are victorious, those of us that know Jesus Christ as our Savior. With confidence, we must stand. We find in verse number 32, David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. As we fellowship this evening, let's fellowship around the right cause. Here we find David that's coming and he's going to fight against the Philistine. You know what, David realized this? The Philistine is the enemy, not the men in verse number 24 that ran and hid. You know, as Christians fellowship, we need to realize this. We need to fellowship and we need to talk and we need to be encouraged about the right cause. The right cause is destroying and defeating the enemy, not one another. As the world gets worse, as the things around us begin to seemingly cave in, we need to strengthen each other. You know, the reality is this, there's not a person in this room that's saved, that's a child of God, that is our enemy. Satan is our enemy. Here David comes to a place where he realized this, I'm not going to fight against the men of Israel in verse number 24 that are going and hiding. I'm going to go fight the enemy. I'm going to fight Goliath. I'm going to go out there with God's help and with God's strength. And we're going to fight this Philistine. He had the right cause. He had the right demeanor. He went out and was encouraging others to realize that this Philistine, he can be destroyed. He can be defeated, but only with God's help. It's interesting what we find that David prevailed. We won't take the time to read through the end of this chapter. We know the story that David goes and David fights this. He fights this Philistine. He stands over that Philistine in the end and he takes that sword and he chops off the head of that Philistine. You know, when David did that, then all the army ran behind him to fight this battle. You know, someone tonight just might need for you to encourage them in a victory that God has given you, in order for them to come behind and rally behind you and realize this, that God can fight the battles for them as well. Do you know Christian fellowship is important because we're able to share and make big who our God is. You know, there may be someone discouraged. There may be someone going through battles and they need for you to share how great God is in your life. Someone might be going through something this evening and they just simply came tonight because they desire fellowship. Let's be sure that our fellowship is about how God is prevailing. Let's make sure that our fellowship is about how great God is. Let's make sure that our fellowship is about how faith in God can destroy the enemy. Let's make sure that our fellowship is about victories that God has given us in our life. And you never know who you're going to encourage. I find in the middle of this chapter that the men of Israel, they went and hid every single time Goliath came out. Then I find after Goliath was destroyed that these same men went out and began to fight and began to get a great victory in this battle. The reason why is because someone was willing to say God can help us. Someone was willing to say that God can encourage us. Someone was willing to say God can strengthen us. And you never know tonight that your conversation with someone, you might encourage someone to say, you know what? I was ready to give up. I was ready to walk away. I was ready to get discouraged, but I heard what God had did in your life, and I'm ready to get involved now and see God work in my life as well, and maybe your wife. I'm willing to see God work. Yes, David had problems. David needed encouragement, and there's some tonight here that need encouragement. David is misunderstood, and there's some tonight that are trying to live a life that all around you there's misunderstandings. David was willing to live a life based upon principles of God's word, and tonight let's fellowship and live a life based upon the principles of God's word. And David was willing to share with others the blessings that God was giving to him. Allow others to be a part. Christian, as we fellowship this evening, let's be sure that our fellowship is exalting to God. Let's be sure that our fellowship magnifies our Savior. Let's be sure that our fellowship encourages a fellow believer to continue to fight, continue to go forth, continue to live by faith. And let's decide as a church that we are going to encourage one another so that God is seen greater.